Hello, I'm Veronica, Scaresbrick Vatican Radio. Dominican preacher and poet Father Paul Murray brings us the fourth in his reflections focusing on the quest for happiness. In the previous episodes, Father Paul shared with us an encounter with Kevin, a prisoner on death row, and a mysterious witness to Christian joy. In an effort to explain this young man's extraordinary breakthrough from suffering to happiness, Father Paul reflects on how this came about, identifying various areas of experience. While in the previous episode he spoke to us of the power of prayer, today he shines a spotlight on the experience of being loved. Stay tuned.
I've been so much unloved in my life, but I've at last experienced the love I longed for in the Lord, through you.
That brief sentence from Kevin's letter, a letter from death row, has always impressed me. It may be that none of us here ever suffered the torment or the kind of rejection which Kevin endured as a young child, or as a boy growing up. But all of us can understand at once the profound breakthrough into joy Kevin experienced in prison, when at last someone loved him with respect, loved him for himself, and loved him in spite of his crimes. In my own life, one of the most impressive witnesses to that kind of joy was a young black 23-year-old man, also on death row in the same maximum security prison in Pretoria, where Kevin died. His name was Christopher Andrews. The day before his execution by hanging, Christopher wrote me a letter. It was the eve of his 24th birthday. I received the letter in Ireland about 2 weeks later. Here is a short extract.
God knows my feelings right at this moment as I am writing this letter. But surely I can tell you that I feel as I've never felt in my life, and the happiness to know that my reunion with Him, with God, will be glorious, fills my moments of life with joy and gladness. Well, I wish you all the good in the world, and may you always think of me as you did in the past, because to know that you did was a great consolation to me. And may you go from one luck to the other luck all your life. Let the gospel you preach bring blessing to those who listen, and may God lead you from one truth to the other. I hereby bid you goodbye, my brother. May the Lord go with you wherever your journey takes you. Farewell, my friend. I loved you as myself, and I am glad. Your friend eternally, Christopher.
I am glad. The strength of love and the joy Christopher possessed in the face of death indicate something much greater than the blessing of an ordinary human friendship. Although from the beginning there was, of course, contact in the ordinary way with the visits to the prison, the exchange of news, and the conversation, what Christopher was responding to, what he was receiving, was nothing less than the blessing, the unexpected blessing of Christ's love, of Christ's friendship. Human regard or affection, the attempt to give attention to someone else in need, has of course its importance. But the real privilege on these occasions is the opportunity somehow to be or to become the instrument of a love much greater than any that we ourselves possess. What Kevin longed for in the end, for example, although it was human love, certainly, was also something more, something else. It was the knowledge of being loved finally by Christ his Lord. In his last letter to Gerda, he wrote,
"Sister, I've been so much unloved in my life, but I have at last received the love I longed for in the Lord through you."
You've been listening to Dominican Father Paul Murray in a program produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.